Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Welcome to Prognosis. I'm Laura Carlson. It's day 251 since coronavirus was declared a global pandemic. Today's main story: outdoor dining has turned out to be a great way to mitigate virus risk. But winter's here, forcing restaurant owners to improvise with heat lamps and walled enclosures. So at what point does an outdoor space start to become just a room, with all the same infection risk? But first, here's what happened in virus news today. Pfizer and BioNTech are requesting emergency authorization of their COVID vaccine today. It could take at least 3 weeks for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to make its decision. Studies show the vaccine is 95% effective and doesn't have any major safety issues. It could be the first vaccine cleared for use, and the first doses could be administered as early as December. But first, FDA staff and outside advisors must thoroughly vet the trial data provided by the company. In the U.S., the virus is still raging unchecked. Almost 12% of all hospital beds in U.S. hospitals were occupied by COVID-19 patients on November 17th. That's the most since April 12th, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Finally, in Europe, there are some signs that lockdown measures are beginning to curb the virus spread. France's prime minister said curfew and lockdown measures to keep the pandemic in check are producing effects, and that if things stay on this track, small stores could reopen in early December. In England, the infection rate continues to rise, but the pace of increase has leveled off in recent weeks.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
And now for today's main story. Restaurants across the country have been building and using outdoor dining spaces since the summer. But as winter approaches, many establishments are converting them into sheds or tents to help keep customers warm. As reporter Kristen V. Brown reports, these new structures can sometimes feel more indoors than outdoors. We wondered how safe they really are for patrons.
It's a chilly 48 degrees on a Monday evening in Park Slope, Brooklyn. And the local restaurant Miriam is mostly empty. Several little individual dining rooms sit just outside the front of the restaurant. They share a tin roof and are separated by plastic panels. Owner Rafael Hasit says they're like capsules. They may be outdoors, but they're enclosed, forming their own private space.
So people will basically sit kind of indoor, but just by their own table. So we'll close everything around them and we'll put heaters.
Rafael says Miriam debuted its new winter dining area just a few days ago. And, he says, it seems to be working. Sure enough, even at 5 p.m. on a cold evening, several of its tables fill up.
People love it. People love it. They, you know, it's pretty. It's comfortable. It's, you know, you don't feel the wind. So it's nice to see. And people are very happy about it.
Structures like this have been popping up all over the country, including New York City. Some establishments have taken the capsule approach, like Miriam, where each table is enclosed in its own structure. Others have built giant shared outdoor dining rooms. Some of these spaces present the same risks as indoor dining. For example, entirely enclosed structures could block airflow and allow particles containing the virus to linger. Lindsay Marr is an engineer who studies airborne transmission at Virginia Tech. She says the safety of many of these spaces is somewhere between indoor and outdoor dining.
If the air is fairly stagnant, it's not windy conditions, then things certainly kind of be trapped a bit by the three walls and the roof of that tent. The best way to think about it is imagine that everyone is smoking a mini cigarette. And, you know, if it's windy and there's good airflow through there, then that smoke will be kind of removed quickly and it won't build up.
Lindsay says there are ways for restaurants to balance keeping their customers warm as well as safe.
A roof, two walls, and continuing to follow the other protocols, like making sure tables are spaced apart and people are wearing masks when they're not eating.
But she says she would be unlikely to eat in one of these tents.
Yeah, if nobody else were there or if there were very, very few other people there, just my household, I wouldn't do it with people outside my household.
Clearly, though, others aren't quite as discouraged. At Bonnie's Grill on Fifth Avenue, Leo and Montrell have just finished up their meals. They declined to share their last names. Here's Leo.
This is my only fourth foray since March, being eating even outdoors.
Bonnie's setup has three walls enclosed with tables spaced 6 feet or so apart. Leo says that so far, he's only eaten outside. They both say measures like spacing out tables and good ventilation made them a lot more comfortable. But Montrell says he would eat indoors or out.
Well, I've done both in over the past few months. Because I work in a hospital and taking care of the COVID is stressful. So, like, it's this Mexican restaurant in Williamsburg. I've eaten inside and it's nice, but they have to keep both ends of the doors open, so you might as well just eat outside because the cold wind and stuff are coming in. But I think as it gets colder, they need to open more capacity for indoor dining.
At Wild, another Fifth Avenue restaurant, Oni is having a date night out with his wife. They're sitting in a fairly enclosed dining tent near the entrance. They were the only ones there.
We decided to eat outside simply because there was only another couple here at the time. And now we're the only couple here at the time.
And you're right next to a heat lamp.
Yeah. That's a great comfort right there. That's a great thing right there.
Oni says anytime he wants to eat out, he assesses each restaurant's setup carefully. They were seated right next to the entrance of the dining tent. And he says that was on purpose.
Well, my thing is this. I like it that this area right here is open and I feel a lot more comfortable. If this were enclosed and it was like maybe a flap to come in or just a small enclosure to come in, I don't know if I'd feel that comfortable about it.
Rafael, the restaurant owner, says he decided to build individual outdoor dining rooms because it seemed like the best balance of comfort and safety for his customers. He just doesn't think New Yorkers will keep eating outside all winter long. His spaces will not only block out the wind, but also feature heating. And for those who perhaps didn't dress warmly enough, He even offers a blanket on the menu for $4.
We're still going to leave, you know, like this whole opening open for air to come in and out. It's definitely not 100% enclosed. Or, you know, it's wood and plastic. We sanitize and we, you know, we do all the necessary things for the surface of things. And I believe it's safe, really safe.
Raphael also says he didn't want to rely too heavily on business from indoor dining. In New York, it's allowed for now, but the city's case rate is climbing. And that might mean another shutdown.
We are lucky to be so established and proactive about everything. So I have a really good feeling that we'll survive, but I can see how, you know, I don't know the percentage, but I really believe that after this winter, it will be a, you know, a very sad picture of seeing so much restaurant that didn't make it.
Even if it's a bit chilly, dining outdoors is just simply the safer option. But a blanket on the menu, not a bad idea.
That was Kristen V. Brown with additional reporting from Emma Court. And that's it for our show today. For coverage of the outbreak from 120 bureaus around the world, visit Bloomberg.com/coronavirus. And if you like the show, please leave us a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's the best way to help more listeners find our global reporting. The Prognosis Daily Edition is produced by Topher Forges, Jordan Gaspure, Magnus Henriksen, and me, Laura Carlson. Today's main story was reported by Kristen V. Brown and Emma Court. Original music by Leo Sidrin. Our editors are Rick Schein and Francesca Levy. Francesca Levy is Bloomberg's head of podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.